good evening. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views I've expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, the first hour, we're going to have Open Line Wednesday. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you have something you would like to talk about, give us a call. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and there's so many things to talk about, but I thought maybe I would talk about the spinach conspiracy. Now, of course, you've often heard me quote Edward Bernays, the father of modern-day propaganda, and in his book written in 1928 called Propaganda, he said this: "The intelligent manipulation of the opinions and occupational habits of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who control this essential mechanism, society, constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power in our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of." And that is really so true today. And as I watch television in the evening, why, we see day after day after day after day talking about the spinach problem with three people, I believe, died of E. coli, and about 60 or 80 people were ill from an E. coli infection here in a nation of 300 million people. It's tragic when somebody dies, but why do they do this day after day after day after day? And then the next thing we heard was there were some strawberries that were contaminated. Oh, the strawberries were contaminated, and they had to pull the juice back off the market. And then it was taco green onions, and night after night after night, we're hearing about the taco green onions and how the Taco Bell is taking the green onions out of their stores. Now, you could put the story out once, but when they do it day after day after day, week after week, you've realized that they're molding our minds for something. And this is really about a new program that they have where all the food in America will be marked, and they will know where it came from. They'll be able to track it. And starting in 2008, all farm animals will have to be chipped. Now, of course, if you're a major producer and you're raising 10,000 chickens for the colonel, why, you don't have to chip the animals. But if you are a small operator and you have chickens of various ages and they're going to be sold, they're going to have a chip, and it's going to cost $20 or $30 to have that chicken chipped. So it's really not going to be very profitable for you to do that. And this is going to be a federal requirement, whether it'll be officiated through the states, or we really can't tell you. We talked to a woman today, Doreen Hannes, who's actually in Missouri, I believe it is, and she was commenting that at the feed stores now, they're asking you when you come in to get your feed for your animals, why, they want your name and your address and where you live. They want to know everything about you, and they're beginning to compile records on who it is who's growing food. And as of the year 2008, January of 2008, this idea of the animals being chipped. Now, of course, the cows can have a tag on their ear, but they're all going to have to be tagged. We've had three cases of mad cow disease, supposedly in America. That's why we've got to track all the cows in America, because there's been three cases of mad cow disease. And I would like to suggest to you that this is simply preparing us psychologically for this program that's coming down the line, where they're going to regulate food, they're going to control food. And control food, you control people. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly this RFID chipping is something. Of course, they want to put the RFID chips in all the items that are in the stores. But I think it's so interesting now they have this program where they want to chip all the animals. And this is a very, very clever thing because now they're going to be able to track food and they'll want to even know where on your farm you can keep your animals so that they will know that they're there. If an animal is to leave your farm for any reason, you have to notify the government within 24 hours. And if you don't, why, it becomes a criminal act on your part. And what they're going to do effectively is put the small farmer out of business. Now, that will be as far as the animals are concerned, because the large producers are going to be able to produce, you know, and go along with all this without, you know, going bankrupt. But if you've got to get a veterinarian to chip all of your chickens, and of course they're going to have to be chipped right after they're born if you're going to be selling them at all. And this is the most incredible thing. But remember, they are manipulating us, so we'll go along with that. After all, the spinach conspiracy, my goodness, we're all going to die of E. coli infection because two people or three people have died in the country. We're going to have to pass massive federal and state legislation to protect us because these people are from the government and they're here to help. Well, right now we've got Jim calling from Missouri. And if you're out there, remember this is Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Jim. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine.
I heard you last night talking to Bill Sardi about the vaccines. And I read the product insert online for this HPV vaccine.
Right.
And I heard Bill say that the squalene and the aluminum were the adjuvants for the anthrax vaccine.
Well, basically what he was talking about last night was the fact that there was a study recently published out of the university in Vancouver. And what they had done is they'd taken mice and they'd given them equivalent amounts that you would give to a human being of aluminum and squalene, which are the adjuvants you would put into a vaccine. And of course, these animals developed all the sort of things you might expect, neurological changes, death of neurons, and autoimmune changes that that we saw with our Gulf War veterans. That was what that was. Now, the vaccine that was given to our troops, the government denies that there was any squalene in it. But obviously, they were using experimental vaccines. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Jim calling from Missouri. He was asking about last night's program when we interviewed Bill Sardi, and he was talking about the squalene and the aluminum in the vaccines. Now, squalene has been used in other countries. It is considered an experimental adjuvant. It's not approved by the FDA at the present time for use in our vaccines, although it is used in other countries. But the government has consistently denied that they used any experimental vaccines on our troops that we sent to the Gulf back in 1990 and 1991. As you know, probably between a third and a half of them now have Gulf War illness. What you do not know is that over 80,000 of them are dead. We only lost 100 men in battle. They came home and over 80,000, at least according to the Veterans Administration. And anybody who would like, of course, to verify what I'm saying, we actually have the records from the Veterans Administration. And they said that, the difference between the 695,000 we sent and the, I think it's about 6,100 that are, probably 610,000 that are presumed to be living today, which means, of course, over 80,000 are dead. But they used experimental vaccines, and this is covered in a great book called A Vaccine A and a four-tape set we have. And these people who are so ill have the squalene. So they're lying to us. They experimented with our boys. They destroyed the lives of hundreds of thousands of them.
Well, that is a remarkable book, and I'll tell you why. He pointed out in there, do you remember, I know you see and read a lot, so you may have slipped your mind, but I read that book about a month ago. When they were doing trials, they actually had a person called Patient X who filed a suit because this person was in the placebo group, but you'll never guess what they use for the placebo.
What'd they use?
Squalene.
I wouldn't be surprised. One of the stories that they told was that back in the post-war, World War II, I think it was 46, 47, they took about 50,000 of the American troops and they gave them a cold vaccine. They used a mineral oil in it, and so many of them, of course, had epilepsy and brain tumors and all sorts of complications that after about 10 or 20 years, they stopped this experiment. But they use our troops for experimentation. Do they tell them no? That they have no rights at all. When you go in the military, you lose your rights as a human being.
Well, I wanted to make sure to get this out, Dr. Stan. I read this in the this is the insert for physicians.
All right.
On the HPV vaccine makers website,
right.
They had two major studies. The first group, they used one group got saline. One group got the vaccine, and the third group got strictly aluminum.
Right.
And then when they did their, that was a short study, but their major study on the safety, they were using half the women had the actual vaccine that had the four different portions of four different types of human papillomavirus
right.
in it, but what they were using for an adjuvant was aluminum.
Right.
But they're trying to give this to every female in this country from 9 to 26 years old.
And I think, of course, first of all, what was their end point? Well, did they have any studies on cervical cancer? No. All they had was altered pap smears, and they used this pap smear change to say, well, these people probably would have gotten cancer because they had normal pap smears, and that's, of course, why we want to give this to every woman in this country. The problem is that there are consequences for using the adjuvants, and if you've gotten some of the material from Dr. Blaylock, he will point out that the adjuvant is designed to mobilize the immune system, and it does mobilize the immune system. You do not have the normal immune response. You have an altered immune response, which goes on for about a year. And of course, he points out that certainly there's this whole immune system involves the brain as well as the rest of the body. And after about a year, just about the time you're beginning to recover from the insult to your immune system, then they give you another shot, another one of these things with the aluminum in it. And if you read Dr. Blaylock's material, there's no question at all that this repeated stimulation of your immune system on abnormal risk and getting an abnormal response is not good for people. And I think that this is a scam. I think they're going to make billions of dollars, and I don't think they really care about women at all. If they did, they would simply tell them that you could do just about as well by giving the women folic acid, because that will control their human papillomavirus, and then, of course, they wouldn't have the altered pap smears. But they don't tell them that. Oh, no, you've got to get your shot at $360. Well, let's tell them about the folic acid. The study showed if you take folic acid, why, of course, you control the human papillomavirus very efficiently.
Well, and I was the one who had called in last night and asked the producer to ask you to ask Bill if you had heard that Harry Reid wanted to make flu shots mandatory for everyone. I've heard Alex Jones say that a couple of times, and I know he doesn't usually say anything that he doesn't have documentation for.
He may very well, and he may be absolutely right. I just have not.
I haven't heard it, and I
certainly am not going to repeat anything that I haven't heard, even though I have the greatest respect for Alex Jones.
I understand.
Okay, and so, but basically, you cannot trust them. I mean, if you look and see what they've done with the vaccines, they put the thimerosal in there. That's, in my estimation, in a court of law, I can prove that this is why 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or behavioral abnormality. 1 in 6 American children. And of course, the mercury not only, of course, produces autism and all the other spectrum of diseases, ADD, ADHDs, Asperger's disease, but learning disabilities and reading disabilities. Mercury is the most toxic substance we know. Why are they putting it in the vaccine that they want to give to six-month-old children? I'll tell you why. Because they've told parents and they've told doctors, we've taken this out of the childhood vaccines, and they've taken it out of the childhood vaccines, but they have it in the vaccines they're giving to children. So it's a half-truth, and a half-truth is no different than a lie. So if they ever want to give you a compulsory vaccine, do not take it. We know in other countries they put contraceptives in it. We know that in the original hepatitis B vaccine that was given to homosexuals in this country, and this was back in 78, 75% of them came down with AIDS. And the same thing happened in Africa, where, of course, wherever they gave the experimental hepatitis B vaccine, this was a different vaccine they're giving now, but that is where the AIDS epidemic broke out. If you look at Africa, why do they have it in one country but not in another? Well, in those countries, they gave them the hepatitis B vaccine. We can go down the line, the cancer virus and the polio vaccine that they gave back in the about 1960, 61, and 62. They have done so much harm with their vaccines. The idea that they would have a compulsory vaccine, to me, is, well, anybody who takes it is very, very foolish. If you believe the people who are doing this, why you're foolish, and you really need to do the study, and we've got a couple of newsletters up on the website at RadioLiberty.com on vaccine, which just touches the tip of the iceberg, but I recommend them to our listeners. That's our newsletters at RadioLiberty.com, Vaccine 1, Vaccine 2. Anything else you want to say, Jim?
No, sir.
All right, God bless.
Really, I think if people would get a tape of your show last night, both hours, between what Dr. Blalock had to say and Dr. Bill Sardi had to say, other than the gospel, I can't think of anything that would have a more positive impact on a person's earthly life.
Wasn't that a great program? That was a 1-2 punch.
You know, I had this, it really was. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thanks so much, Jim.
Yes, sir.
And let's go, of course, to Susan, who's calling from Santa Cruz. And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Hi there. Thanks. I'm doing great. I have just a comment on first the spinach thing and then about churches. And I thought it was strange when I was watching the news about the spinach thing that the FBI raided Earthbound Farms or one of those farms, and I thought, why do you need to raid a place for germs? You know, the germs aren't going to run away, and it seemed like the companies were cooperating, and I thought that was just a kind of like a heavy-handed intimidation tactic. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think the other thing is, Susan, that they're trying to focus our attention on that. Obviously, if the FBI is raiding, there must be some criminal activity, and we've really got to be worried to death about the spinach conspiracy.
Right.
If you understand they're playing games with our minds, everything begins to make sense.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, I understand that it's illegal for school lunches to have fruits or vegetables imported from another country because of the possibility of contamination. Is that the case?
I'm really not in a position to answer that. Certainly, what we need to do is just completely change the school lunch, and what we need to be doing is feeding these kids fruits and vegetables and get away from all the other things they're feeding them.
Right, right. Okay, the other thought was, you know, I heard on your program that the American Revolution was largely caused by the preachers, and that the British officers or people would report back to King George that they had to get rid of the preachers because they were stirring the people up to liberty and all that kind of thing, right? And I wonder if, because churches are, I think, effectively muzzled today with a 501c, is that the
501c3, right?
Yes, a tax-exempt thing, they can't address anything politically, that I don't think the preachers today could do what they did then.
I don't even think that they would want to, because they've been neutralized. They infiltrated our seminaries 75 years ago, and they began teaching something called Romans 13 that says, oh, you should just go along with what the government says, and if you oppose the government, even though it's tyrannical, why, of course, you're doing the wrong thing. And they've destroyed, really, the ministry of many of our ministers to the point where they're going along with the current administration and the war and the torture, and I don't think God is going to honor that. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're open lines here. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Susan is here. And Susan, the ministers have been told that they have no responsibility for anything. All they're supposed to do is preach the gospel. Now, I think that should be a minister's first calling. And I don't think he should be preaching politics and telling you to vote Republican or Democratic, because I don't really think, no matter what they say, that God is really a Republican. But you know, I do really believe that they should be talking about the moral issues, and they should be explaining to people about this truly spiritual battle that's going on. And they should be going into the traditional gospel, which says that we're all sinners saved by grace, but we have to recognize we're sinners, and that's why we need a Savior. And they're just, they don't want to do that because they don't want people to feel bad when they leave there. They want them to feel good, and that's why they have the entertainment and the upbeat music, the rock music and things like that. So
yeah.
I think we've got a real problem in the church today. And I'm often reminded, of course, of this story about the Church of Laodicea. Neither hot nor cold. And I believe that's really the church in America today.
Yeah, I agree with that. It just seems to me that in the American Revolution, that this country was formed for the ideal of liberty that came from the Bible.
Right.
Where the God is, there's liberty. And that seems to be the only hope to really spur enough incentive to resist the tyranny of today. And if churches aren't really allowed free speech, it's really what it's saying, that churches are not allowed free speech like everybody else, then really where is the fire going to come from?
And of course the other big problem, Susan, is faith-based initiative, where many of these major Christian ministries are getting millions of dollars from the Bush administration. Do you really think that they're going to bite the hand that feeds them?
No.
And say maybe even they have some misgivings about what's going on. But, you know, if you bite the hand, why, he doesn't feed you anymore.
Exactly.
I do not think churches should ever take money from the government, and I don't think they should take 501c3, and they don't need it. Donations to the church are still tax deductible. You don't have to be 501c3 to be tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do away with 501c3 before you can speak out on any of these issues.
Absolutely. If the church can't stand on its own two feet, it's really not worth much.
Amen to that.
Well, thank you. That's all for now.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. I wanted to talk about something that I don't want to talk about. And as a matter of fact, I don't think you'd want me talking about it. I'm not sure. but could I just give a website address for
sure,
an article?
Go ahead.
It's an article Tex Mars did on George Bush's private life. And I think it's the truth. The address is covenantnews.com. I'll spell it covenantnews.com.
All right.
And if you just scroll down to about the 12th article, they're going to change it as they add articles later on, but right now it's about the 12th article down. You'll see an article titled White House Bordello. And it's all very sad. I think that we need to know, though, things that we need to know the people who rule us. And it takes me back to what you were saying a few minutes ago.
Hold that thought there for just a moment, Mike, while we bring our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and we've got Mike here, and he's just putting out a website from one of the major ministries in the country, talk about some of the things that are going on in the White House. Would suggest that there is gross immorality in our White House today. Now, of course, we expected that with Bill Clinton. We weren't surprised when it was Bill Clinton. But we hate to think of that happening under the Republicans. But I'm afraid that there may well be some truth to that. Anything else you want to say, Mike?
I wanted to pick up a thread of your conversation from a few minutes ago about pastors who insist on only preaching the gospel. Because that's what the Bible is all about, right? Well, Yeah, but the Bible is also all about evil. And so if these guys want to preach the Bible, they need to talk about evil, and they might as well not just talk about what happened in the Old Testament and New Testament times. They might as well talk about what's happening now, because it's all a continuation. So it's just very simple, and I think these guys are just going to have to wake up. Whoever's got a pulpit ministry has got an enormous responsibility.
That, I believe that, and I believe that ministers are held to a higher standard than the rest of us, and I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not a minister. I believe that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and we try to bring this out. But I certainly wouldn't want to be held to the same standards the ministers are. But I believe that the ministers should be educating the people about all sorts of things. And the tragic is they're not. And I think society reflects the church, and look at our society today.
Partly because the pastors would not preach about evil.
Amen to that. Anything else, Mike?
That's enough for now. Thank
you. God bless. Bye-bye. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And is this Teresa?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. And I had in my mind a thought about the influence of government in our daily lives and church. And you mentioned a couple of minutes ago when you're talking to the lady how government has infiltrated the seminars, and you mentioned
that... It wasn't government, it's these evil forces we
Evil forces,
about.
There right. you go. How they have used that scripture in Romans. You bring up very interesting subjects, and anyone with some common sense would pay attention to your to the items you discussed. So I was puzzled when I heard the pastor in my church saying, for example, that in the days of Jesus, the Romans were governing that part of the world where Jesus lived, and there was no more corrupt government than the Roman
right.
government.
You're absolutely right.
Perhaps. So he said, if Jesus taught in those days that the people had to obey that type of government, why shouldn't we obey the government now? And that was always causing... that was stirring my mind. I just didn't... that doesn't make sense.
Well, of course, first of all, Jesus did not teach that. And that was Paul's teaching in Romans 13. And his. And of course, if you read the entire section there, he's talking about how, of course, the leaders of government are to be answerable to God.
Right.
And that's how you start. The leaders of government are to be answerable to God. And then, of course, the people were to be subservient to the leaders of government. But, of course, then they go back and they're talking about, well, because look at those times in Rome, why the Roman's government was corrupt. But that is not the government we live under today. We live under a constitutional republic that was founded on biblical principles. This
That's
is not
true.
The Roman government. And they have indoctrinated our ministers, what I believe is a lie, to neutralize the influence of the church. For times just such as this. And I had heard other ministers say exactly the same thing, which I believe is Lucifer's lie. After all, you know, Lucifer realizes that if the ministers were preaching properly and the people of our country were righteous, he wouldn't be able to have the influence he does. He has the influence he does because the ministers are not warning the people. They don't talk about the secret societies, the frankly Luciferian societies that exist today, and how they've taken control of our government. God gave us a Christian government,
Absolutely.
And we need to take it back.
Absolutely.
And if we can't get the ministers to do it, we're going to have to do it on our own, and maybe we're going to have to get them educated.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for bringing up such important matters.
God bless you. Thanks
thank
very
you.
Much for,
mm-hmm.
for listening, and I hope you'll tell all the people over there in Monterey to be listening on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
God bless.
Thank you.
Good night. We'll be back in just a moment here. With Ray and Roger, and then 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and right now we've got Ray calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ray. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a couple questions. Bush is going to give that major speech on Iraq policy, but he's postponing it to January. Do you know why?
No, I really don't. He hasn't consulted me recently.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, of course, that we are in an impossible situation. I mean, you look at the Middle East today, and what do you see? Well, of course, you've got the Fatah in Palestine fighting Hamas. And then, of course, you've got both of them wanting to fight Israel. And then, of course, to the north, you've got, the Lebanon is on the basis of a civil war between the Hezbollah and the Lebanese government. Mm-hmm. And Hezbollah wants to attack Israel from the north. You've got a conflict between Syria and Lebanon, and Syria wants to assert its dominance over Lebanon and take it back under its control again. In Afghanistan, you've got areas there where the British are simply withdrawing. I mean, what has happened, of course, is, we're financing Pakistan, and Pakistan is financing the Taliban, and the Taliban are coming down and are going north into Afghanistan and killing primarily British troops, but some of our troops that are there. So we're financing the very people who are killing the Allied forces, just exactly as we did in Vietnam. And nobody ever wants to mention this. So large parts of Afghanistan are increasingly coming under Taliban control. And then, of course, as you know, the chaos that's taking place in Iraq today, we've got a civil war. The president denies we had a civil war, but then the president also promised he was going to get us Osama bin Laden dead or alive.
And of course, the opium trade, too, in Afghanistan, they grow opium, quite a bit of opium there. I would guess that the CIA would be involved in that.
Yeah, you certainly are. The CIA is the largest distributor of drugs anywhere in the world. And if you've never read the book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, about the CIA in Vietnam and, of course, their drug involvement, that was one reason why they kept the war going over there for so long in Vietnam. But nobody wants to talk about that. But that book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, is an important book. We do have some used copies of it, and we think it's well worthwhile. And then, of course, you've got the conflict between Iran and Israel and the United States and Iran. And I don't think that there is any solution over there. And I fear we're going to be at war over there, whether it'll be 3 months or 6 months. I think they're going to expand the war. And then heaven help us, and hang on, we'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ray was simply asking why George Bush is not going to come up with a speech until after the first of the year to tell us what's going to happen in Iraq. And quite frankly, Ray, there is no solution.
Yeah.
There's no solution until we understand what really happened on 9/11, and that there is no conflict between the Muslim world, or at least there was not at that time, and the United States, and this whole thing was staged. But now, of course, we're doing everything we can to get the Muslim world to hate us. And believe me, there are far more terrorists today than there were on September 11th, 2001. And now they're doing everything. In fact, they're forming groups. They want to create a nationwide anti-Islamo-fascist organization. And they're trying to recruit Christian leaders into this organization based upon hatred of the Muslim faith. And pointing out all the inadequacies of the Muslim faith and what a terrible guy Muhammad was, and I believe all of that is true.
And the CIA has been very involved in South America and Chile and places like that. Well, of course, Allende was assassinated, of course, probably by the CIA were behind it. And I think it was god-awful under Pinochet. I don't see any excuse for him. They're trying to paint him as being somebody that was, he was upright and he treated the people well, and I don't think so. No, now that he's dead, I've been thinking a lot about Chile, and I think that we've meddled in South America so much that, it's just, the consequences have been really
Well, I tell you, intensive growing hatred of America in South America. In fact, that is what Hugo Chavez is playing on now as he tries to organize, a free trade zone throughout all of South America. Would you understand what is the free trade zone about? It's about giving up national sovereignty. And that is just what our leaders here in the United States want. We want them to give up their national sovereignty and to join together into one gigantic trading bloc and then into one gigantic nation in the Southern Hemisphere, and then, of course, to incorporate that into the one world government. I believe Hugo Chavez is playing a part, just like Ahmadinejad over in Iran is playing a part. Mm. I believe that they both look like they came from central casting. And what they're doing, of course, Ahmadinejad is justifying going to war between Iran and the United States. And I think perhaps he will even end up going to war with Hugo Chavez. But remember, there are these forces working behind the scenes that most people are totally unaware of. And until you understand that there really are secret societies, there really are spiritual forces that are guiding the course of current events. Well, you can't understand anything going on, because if you look at it logically, none of it makes sense.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, too, is that Daniel Ortega has been talking about Christianity and, the virtues of Christianity, and I'm wondering, what's going on here?
Supposedly he has become a convert to Christianity. You know, whether he is like our president, who says one thing and then does another. Somebody sent me a video today of the president, giving a talk, and just before he gives the talk, he gives the one finger salute, which I think is entirely inappropriate for the president of the United States, with a silly grin on his face to the camera. Why would a Christian do something like that? George Bush certainly talks a good game. But I think you judge a person not by what he says,
by
but
the fruit.
Why he does. A Christian president can justify torture, I really don't know.
Yeah, well, by the fruits you will know them. It says so in the Bible. And,
right.
And I was thinking, there was one other thing I wanted to say. Henry Kissinger, he's been kind of close to the Vatican now. What's that all about?
Well, I think you have to understand that we're moving into biblical times and into prophetic times. And it is said that in the latter days, of course, there will be certainly this move towards a one-world religion and a one-world government. And there is, of course, the Trinity. There's a Trinity of good, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There's a Trinity of evil. Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And I believe Henry Kissinger, of course, is deeply involved with this whole Luciferian movement, and I'm very concerned that he has been asked to be a advisor to the Vatican. I would think that they would run in fear from
right.
this man.
Yeah, that's incongruous, to say the least.
But you have to understand, Ray, that you never put your faith in men or even in the structure of religion. You put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's really all about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely all the way.
Because, of course, believe me, there's no question, if you've heard my interviews with Father Malachi Martin, you know the church has been infiltrated. The Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, the Jewish religion, every one of them. In fact, the Muslim religion is infiltrated by these wicked and evil people, and there's who are actually encouraging the people in Iran today to go to war with the West, and they believe that out of this there's something called the Hojatiya Society. And they believe that, if they can create this horrible world cataclysm with millions of people dying, then there's going to be the return of the 12th Imam, who is the Mahdi, who will lead the world to peace and prosperity.
Oh, boy.
And that is this is the belief of a certain sect. And it is said that certainly that Ahmadinejad and many of the leaders over there of Iran are part of the Hojatiya Society that believes in the return of the 12th Imam.
Ooh, boy. That's pretty scary.
Well, we live in frightening times, but if I was trying to rely upon myself, I'd be scared to death.
Yeah.
But if this is in God's hand, we're called to do the best we can.
Yeah, you can only do so much, and you can't live in fear all the time, constantly. And, of course, they want us to, but they wish we were in fear all the time. But they can't make us do that yet. That's a good thing.
Well, even when you're in prison, you can still be free if you have a personal relationship with our Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, Ray. God bless you. And thanks so much for calling.
You're God bless.
Okay, fine. We've got Roger calling from Allentown, and our telephone number once again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you're listening out across America, you have something you'd like to say, this is the time to do it. So again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And how you doing, Roger?
Thanks, Dr. Stan. I'd like to ask listeners to quickly grab their pencils. I'd like to put out those two. Actually, I have now three toll-free numbers to a Capitol Hill switchboard in Foggy Bottom District of Criminals. And also, I'm guessing that half or more of your listeners maybe aren't aware of your previous 2 hours on shortwave that you never seem to plug, so I was hoping you'd give out the frequencies again. The reception here has actually been pretty horrible for going on a year or so, so I rarely get to, I'm not even sure of them myself anymore.
Well, we're going to be changing again in about another month, and we're going out to a different network. We'll be giving you that, but right now, of course, we've changed from our evening program. We have two programs. One's on 5.850, and then the second hour it goes to another number. Then there's the one that goes to 5.860, and that's changing over to 5.835. So 5.860 is going to 5.835. But if you're not listening to a 5.835, you're not going to hear this, but please try to get the information out that we have changed. Apparently, the government, the FCC, had ordered today that we would, I guess yesterday, that they were going to take us off of 5.860 in the evening and move us over to 5.835. So that's where we are for the time being anyway. And then, of course, we're also on 5.850 for the first hour.
No, your previous 2 hours, some four or five hours ago, would be still 9.84 or something like that.
Right.
9.840.
Let me take a look up it. I can't keep track because they keep changing them on me as well.
That's fine. But then I could pump out those toll-free.
No, actually, it's 7.490 in the afternoon. That's 7.490 in the afternoon.
Yeah, just that one freak. Then.
Right,
okay,
that's for the two-hour program there.
Yeah, I'll have to give that another crack then. And then on those toll-frees to the Capitol Hill switchboard, I'll give these out each once and then repeat them after. Now, the third one I didn't test drive yet, but that, too, is from Ted Pike over at truthtellers.org, fighting the upcoming hate crimes bill as well. That's very important. So the first one is 877-851-6437. Second one, 800-450-8293. The third is 866-340-9281. And to repeat all three, 877-851-6437. The second, 800-450-8293. The third, 866-340-9281. And God bless Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, thank you very much, Roger. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye. All right, fine. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, you know, one of the hardest things, I think, for the average individual to believe is that there really are people who look at the world differently than you and I do. There are people who really want to establish a dictatorship in the United States. They are an elite. They believe that the elite has an obligation to rule as common people. They, in past generations, they've called it, you know, noblesse oblige, or the white man's burden. Of course, it's only certain white men. They do not believe all white men are equal, but the elite, the aristocracy, should be ruling. And, of course, the whole idea initially when America was created was that men were to be free and the power of government was to be limited over the lives of the people. But the Constitution gets in the way of those people who want to enslave mankind and provide for them to the cradle of the grave. that is simply what the people wanted who financed Karl Marx. Now, most people think that Karl Marx just sat down over there in the library, in the British library there in London, and he just wrote out the Communist Manifesto, and nothing could be further from the truth. Karl Marx was financed by a group known as the League of the Just, and you can find this mentioned in the book that we carry, Fire in the Minds of Men, or certainly in the 1911 British Encyclopedia Britannica, that'll tell you about the League of the Just. It was a secret society, probably a continuation of these other societies that tie into the Illuminati and these ancient mystery religions that have always been moving towards this world dictatorship. But Karl Marx, you know, in glowing terms, writes about this utopian society where we're going to have redistribution of the wealth to each according to his need, from each according to their ability. But he also called for the dictatorship of the proletariat. In other words, there's got to be a dictatorship there where all the people would be oppressed until this ideal society came along. The only trouble is, he knew, and of course the people who were paying him knew, that the ideal society was never going to come along, and that what they were going to do was establish a ruling elite that would control people. If you look at the Soviet Union under communism, there was never any communism there. In fact, if you talk about all of these socialist programs, food stamps, the government provided health care, cradle the grave, government providing for the health and education and welfare of the people, we have far more socialism in the United States than they ever had in either Russia or in China. But we can't tell the American people that. And of course, this idea of the government providing for the people is the very antithesis of Americanism. Under our system of government and under our Constitution, the federal government was never to have anything to do with education, was never to provide for the individual, was never to provide for his housing or for his food or his health care. If there was any people needed help, they were to be taken care of at the state or the local level. And of course, when I was growing up, every county in the entire United States had some sort of medical care for the needy and indigent, and nobody died in the United States from lack of health care. Every county had a poor farm, and we had something known as Christian charity at that time. Well, of course, they gradually, of course, changed the meaning of that. It went from Christian charity to welfare, and then to entitlements. Isn't it amazing how they changed the meaning of words, and of course, they changed the meaning of the whole programs? If you have a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave, why, that government must also be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And I'm often reminded of a story that was told by one of my favorite philosophers. His name was Tom Anderson. But he told the story of the hogs at Mugwump County, and this was supposedly somewhere in the back woods of Arkansas where they had some wild pigs, and they were so ferocious that men would come from the adjacent states to actually hunt those pigs in Mugwump County. In fact, you were really risking your life when you went out, because these were ferocious pigs, and of course a couple of them had come after you. You always had a dog and your gun to protect yourself, because these were literally almost like man-eating pigs. Well, of course, the story is told that the one day there at the county store in Mugwump County, why the people are all sitting around in the store there, the general store, and some fellow drives up with an old wagon, being pulled along by a couple of horses, and he comes in and asks where the hogs are, and one of the fellows there from the county says, "Well, where's your dogs? Don't you have dogs?" The fellow says, "No, don't have no dogs, no rifle." "You don't have dogs and a rifle? Oh, well, how are you going to catch the pigs?" "Well, you just leave that up to me. Just show me the way." Well, everybody sort of laughed and sneered, because nobody ever went out and got those pigs by themselves, but they pointed the way to him. They told him where they were. And a couple of weeks went by, and nobody heard from this man. And so they thought, well, gee, you know, maybe we better just go out and set out a rescue party. Maybe this man, he's probably dead by now of going out there with the hogs. And they went out, and they went down the road and into the swamp where the pigs were. And they came into a clearing, and here was a fence, here, all full of these once ferocious hogs. And they're just inside there, eating away and bleating at one another. And they said, how did you manage to capture those hogs? And the old man said, well, it's really very simple. He said, what I did is I just took some corn out, and I left it out for them, and the young'uns came over, and they ate the corn, and the old ones wouldn't take it, but when they saw how easy it was to get the corn, why, then they came and they started eating it. And then I put up one side of the pen. And then, of course, as they came every day to get the corn, I put up another side, and the third side, and then when they were all inside, I simply put up the fourth side, and I had them. He said, you know, I can pen any animal in the world that'll first allow himself to become dependent upon me. I can pen any animal in the world that'll first allow himself to become dependent upon me. Ladies and gentlemen, we've become dependent upon the government. And so, fellow hogs, it's time to dig our way out so we can be free once again. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Give us a call if you have a question or comment here at Radio Liberty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, the people who would enslave us set out many years ago in the name of altruism. Oh, we're so concerned about the people. We're so concerned about the widows and the orphans and the fact that the people are dying from lack of medical care. And so what they did is they wanted, of course, to have it all controlled by the government. I'll never forget going to a county fair and having some woman come up to me pushing health care, you know, government health care, because people were dying for health care. And this was many years ago in the county where I lived, and we had a county hospital at the time. And I said to her, well, tell me, can you give me the names of five people you know personally who have died from lack of health care in the United States? Well, she couldn't give me it. And I said, well, how about just the name of three people who've died from lack of health care? She didn't have the names. I said, give me the name of one. And by this time, a number of people were beginning to gather around my little booth. And she said, well, I know somebody who died of lack of health care. And I said, well, where was this? Well, it was right here in Watsonville. Well, why did they die? Well, they couldn't get any. They couldn't get a doctor. And I said, well, of course, you know, you can always go to the county hospital. And you can get a doctor there, and they'll look after you and find out what needs to be done. She said they didn't have any transportation. I said, well, you can always call, you know, put the call in. There's no transportation, no other way. They'll send an ambulance to get them. She said they didn't have the money. They didn't have the 5 cents to put in the telephone call. This was a long time ago. And I said, you know somebody that's dying of lack of health care, and of course, the only way they can get to the hospital is they call for the ambulance, and the ambulance would come and get them. You know somebody who's dying, and they don't have 5 cents, and you wouldn't even put out 5 cents to put the call in to get health care for them? What sort of a human being are you? And that woman, incensed, because she knew everything she was saying was a lie, turned and walked away, and everybody who'd gathered around was watching her. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they use these extreme examples today. They've done away with the county hospitals. They've done away with the county poor farms. They've done away with Christian charity. Our churches are 501c3. And, of course, everything now, we look to government to take care of us. But, ladies and gentlemen, a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And a government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have. And that's what it's all about. There are people who want a dictatorship. They're working in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission. You need to get my information on the Brotherhood of Darkness. Read my August and September newsletters, and you'll know who they are. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. As we reach out across America 5 hours every day, by radio and by internet and by shortwave and by satellite, but quite frankly, we need your help to continue doing what we're doing, so we hope if you believe that there's a problem, and you believe that there's a spiritual component to that problem, we hope many of you will decide tonight you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or at least help us in whatever way you can. And so our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We suggest you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can read our newsletters, pull them down there, copy them. You have our permission to actually make copies of any of our videos or any of our 4-tape sets, as long as you're not making a profit on them, and disseminate them and help us to get the truth out. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get that book and read it. We hope that some of you out there want to help us actually publish Dr. Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed, a very important book. And, of course, we've added an appendix, index. We've added an epilogue, bring it up to date. So if you'd like to get a case of Dr. Cuddy's books at a very minimal price, or at least much reduced price, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and of course you'll get the books after they're printed, but we do need help to get this printing going. So if you'd be interested in helping this way, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, I really believe that one way we could begin to reach people, and you have to understand, they've mesmerized so many people who are just not thinking clearly about what's going on. But if we could get them to realize that they're being lied to, they're being lied to about everything, global warming, they're being lied to about vaccinations, about the need for influenza vaccine, never did any good anyway, and that studies show it doesn't do any good, but it does a lot of harm. Because, of course, it's got mercury in it, and, of course, yes, they do make mercury-free influenza vaccine, but when you take the mercury and you mix it with the aluminum wire, we know that there's a definite relationship between the influenza vaccine and Alzheimer's disease, and Dr. Fudenberg's shown a 1,000% increase 10 years down the line. If you were foolish enough to do what you were told to do, and that is get your influenza vaccine between 60 and 65. So if you want to document that, we'd be glad to send you the pages from his website. Let me suggest a couple of DVDs we have, great new DVDs. One of them is called The Smoking Truth. That's The Smoking Truth. The other is called Thimerosal. And they're both put out by Dr. David Kennedy. We recommend them to you. And then, of course, we've got a great video put out by Dr. Ayoub, who is a radiologist. And he goes into the background of the influenza vaccine. And the story of thimerosal, and of course the original studies on thimerosal to show their safety, with the CDC quotes, figuring nobody's ever going to check them, where they, of course, gave thimerosal to a group of people with a meningitis, and they all died. And on that basis, they said, obviously it's safe. Thimerosal is the same thing as methylate or mercurochrome. It's so toxic, you can't put it on the skin. You cannot longer buy it today. You cannot buy methylate and mercurochrome because they're so toxic, because they're absorbed through the skin. But we're going to give it to our children in the vaccines. And if they tell you they have taken it out of childhood vaccines, they're lying. They've taken it out of they have not taken it out of all the vaccines they give to children. They've taken it out of the routine children vaccine, but they give it to children with tetanus shots. They give it to children with the influenza vaccine. And if you look at the label, you'll find that there's still some element of thimerosal in almost all of the childhood vaccines that have had the thimerosal removed. Why would you do something like that? Well, because it controls fertility, it destroys the mind. Who would want to do something like that? Would you really want to have, if you were going to be a slave owner, would you want to have smart slaves or dumb slaves? Would anything be that evil? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it would. So get our material, pray for America, and pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Dr. James Bowen, who is a physician and is retired, living over in the Hawaiian Islands at the present time. But he has an amazing story that goes back many years. In fact, I got his telephone number, I think, from a Betty Martini, who's written extensively on the fact that they're poisoning our children and the adults as well with aspartame. We call it NutraSweet. But many years ago, of course, this was known that this was a deadly poison. You can thank that great American hero, Donald Rumsfeld, for this. He was the CEO of Cyril. And despite the fact that for 15 years the FDA had kept aspartame off the market, being used as a sweetener, Donald Rumsfeld, back in 1980, as part of the Reagan transition team, certainly used his power there, the transition team, to get his man appointed to the FDA, to authorize the aspartame. And once it had been authorized, none of the officials there had the courage to stand up against Donald Rumsfeld, because he'd crush them like a fly. He's ruthless, he's a dangerous man. You've seen what he's done recently with this great influenza epidemic. We're all going to get the bird flu, and the solution to the bird flu is Tamiflu. It just happens that Tamiflu is made by a company that Donald Rumsfeld used to head, and he's got I don't know how many zillion shares of stock, and he's become fabulously wealthy because countries all throughout the world are stockpiling Tamiflu. In case the bird flu influenza strikes. Now, it's been since at least 1959. It's killed probably not even 200 people yet throughout the entire world of 6 billion people. But that's why we've got to start stockpiling Tamiflu to protect us from the bird flu so that the bird flu doesn't get us. Well, anyway, certainly the studies, the FDA had done extensive toxicity studies on aspartame, and there was only, of course, about three people who ever saw those government studies, and one of them was Dr. Bowen. I'm going to let him tell the story. Go ahead, Dr. Bowen. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Okay, the way I got to see the studies was Dr. Woodrow Monti was also opposing aspartame, and he went to see Tony Bernetti in Washington, D.C., who had the aspartame file. And Tony refused to talk to him, but left him alone in his office. So Woody, being left alone there, went to the files and pulled up the information directly from FDA files.
The first this is Federal Drug Administration.
Yeah, so Food and Drug Administration.
Right, so these were the records the government had on the dangers of aspartame. So what did you find out?
Well, first of all, I found out that those studies were originally done at 1/1000th the legally required dose. There's only one reason to do a study in such a dilute manner. Okay. Also, in those studies, that minute dose caused the highest incidence of brain cancer in rat that any chemical ever tested, any dose ever caused. When they went ahead and marketed it then, the brain cancer rate in the next 6 months jumped 10%. The diabetes rate jumped 30% in those same 6 months because of the toxicity of this compound. In the human study group, they got 3 cans of pop a day for 60 days. And all these studies were done for only 60 days. They should have been lifetime studies, but they were nothing like that. In the human study group, 2 new tumors arose, 1 breast and 1 bone cancer. And their immune systems were so damaged by aspartame that both were dead within another year. Surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation could not even slow those tumors down because their immune system could not fight the tumors. In the human study group, 42% had physical complaint during that time period from aspartame. In the control group, only 12% had a physical complaint during that time period, so it caused an immediate 250% increase in visible human illness right up front.
And this is what after, just using it for how long a period?
Only 60 days.
And of course, we know the incidence of brain tumor has increased dramatically through the years, but nobody ever asked why. The government says we don't know why, but we can assure you why aspartame is completely safe. After all, we wouldn't release it because we're from the government and we're here to help. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Bowen as we tell his incredible story. Probably the worst thing that ever happened to him was to see those studies and try to tell the American people the truth about aspartame, especially when Donald Rumsfeld was going to make millions of dollars if it was released. Well, Dr. Bowen, go ahead with the story.
Okay, you mentioned what happened to me. Very quickly, I was sent away to prison on a false charge. And when I got down to prison, the warden called me and said, you know, you're a 45-year-old doctor, no prior criminal record, you know, and you're accused of being a little too fresh for an adult female. They don't send men to prison for that. He said, I wanted to know what you really did, so I went and reviewed your files. You haven't done anything. He said, moreover, I cannot even keep you in my prison. Your conviction is under appeal. I will have you out of here in a day or two. And, of course, both Governor Booth Gardner and Donald Rumsfeld wanted me killed in that prison. So I entered the most dangerous cell block in the nation, max security Walla Walla, with syndicate contracts on my life from Rumsfeld and Booth Gardner, with both the Chicanos and the Bikers, the two most dangerous gangs in that cell block. Now, I never asked for protective custody until the last 3 weeks. So all that time, I lived under the Lord's protection only because I had to fire my attorneys and write my own appeal brief because my attorneys would just pin me off, you know.
They'd been bought off as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. You know, my attorney called me in during the hearing. He said, you know, we have two witnesses here who will testify that this girl told you that you did not do anything to her, but I'm having some trouble getting them in, you know. Of course, getting those type of witnesses in was crucial, but he wouldn't even do it. And so...
How long were you in prison?
I was in prison for 2 years.
All right, fine. And so how did you get out? Was it simply...
Well, I enacted as my own appellate attorney and filed my own pro se appeal brief, so about a week before the sentence was up, they let me out of prison.
All right, fine. And so basically, these people are totally unscrupulous, but what you understand is millions of dollars, not only the millions of dollars to be made, but tremendous bodily harm to be incurred, then it all begins to make sense. How could they have done such a terrible job over in Iraq and Afghanistan unintentionally? It said up to maybe 600,000 Iraqis. These are the Johns Hopkins figures that died over there. Well, these are Iraqi civilians who died, you know, under Donald Rumsfeld's running the war over there. Could it be that maybe he has a different agenda, that maybe he wasn't even trying to win, that he really is a very evil and wicked individual? Well, I think that you go ahead and tell the rest of your story, Dr. Bowen.
Okay, Donald Rumsfeld is the godfather in the Jewish mafia, and he used organized crime techniques to put this poison on the market. You know, all those inadequate studies were done under him. The totally striking results were ignored under Rumsfeld. And when Dr. Adrian Gross refused to market the product, he was at that time head of the FDA, he was replaced. So Jimmy Carter went to Adrian Gross and said, you know, this man is trying to murder the American public.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest here is certainly Dr. James Bowen. And, of course, he's mentioning that Jimmy Carter, President Carter, and this would be, of course, during the 70s, went to the head of the FDA and said, they're trying to kill people with this aspartame. Jimmy Carter then obviously knew how toxic it was?
Yes. It had already been termed by the FDA 40 years ago. This was not the first run at the American public that they made with this stuff.
All right, fine. And so, but basically, they did get it released, and it has been used since 1981 here. And here during this period of time, we've seen a marked increase in brain cancer and marked increase in diabetes. And, of course, anybody would like to know all the things that it does. You certainly get Dr. Blaylock's book, or certainly we carry another book by Dr. Roberts. He's got probably 800 or 900 pages of all the terrible complications from aspartame, and they're giving it to our diabetics, and it's making their diabetes worse, and nobody can figure out why they're getting worse. Go ahead.
Yeah, in 1977, then, Adrian Gross and Jimmy Carter had felony charges filed against Donald Rumsfeld, and this was preferred by the U.S. Congress. In 1977, they appropriated $60 million for a special prosecution of Rumsfeld, and because Rumsfeld runs a big Zionistic media control program, the public was never even allowed to hear about these felony charges against Rumsfeld. And then they went through a bunch of political hijinks to get the felony charge past Rumsfeld without ever trying him.
All right, fine. So then, of course, eventually you did get your license back, but then they took your license away from you again?
Oh, yeah. This, the same thing happened. I was in the state of Michigan, which is run by the Jewish mafia. And
well, of course, really, that's the Italian mafia, and it's not a Jewish mafia. These are Sicilians, predominantly.
Exactly, that's what you're taught to believe. But in fact, the Jewish crime syndicate is by far the biggest organized crime syndicate in the United States, and Donald Rumsfeld is by far the most powerful organized crime godfather.
All right, fine. So eventually, then you lost your license there. And how long have you been retired now?
Well, I've been retired since '92 in essence, because my attorney begged for the privilege of filing my appeal brief for me, and so he did not file it. So therefore, they won the issue of never having heard the hearing of how absolutely toxic aspartame is. And of course, that served as a format to destroy other doctors. One female doctor that I learned her story of was sent to prison like I was, and the Lord let her die there. They killed her in prison.
Well, of course, the thing is that are you still trying to get the truth out about aspartame? This is a deadly poison, and we're putting it in the food. They're putting it in the food for our children. I mean, aspartame is in so many of the products that are bought today, and the average person has no idea. Our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock has an excellent book, Excitotoxins, The Taste It Kills. Certainly people could go to Betty Martini's website, doorway.com, that's DORWAY.com, and read about the terrible toxicity of this product. And yet, of course, the average individual has no idea that they're poisoning our children.
Yeah, just today I sent Dr. Martini an email outlining five of the major toxicities in aspartame. It has about 10 toxicities, but five of them are major well-known toxicities.
Well, what are these five major toxicities?
Okay, first of all is the methanol, formaldehyde, formic acid, carbon monoxide toxic gases.
Now, of course, basically it breaks down into wood alcohol and formaldehyde, doesn't it? In other words, when it's metabolized.
Yeah, wood alcohol is so destructive to the human body that the FDA does not allow it in any foods. You cannot add it to foods, you cannot allow it in foods, and as a matter of fact, the only two things that have methyl alcohol in them that are allowed in our diet are beer, which has a little bit of methyl alcohol from the hops, and nutmeg, which has a faint trace of nutmeg. No other alcohol is allowed in our diet, and the Environmental Protection Agency only allows 0.5 parts per million in inspired air.
Okay, so basically this is aspartic acid, but it's metabolized, it breaks down into formaldehyde and methyl alcohol. And what's the other thing it breaks into?
Well, aspartic acid is a neuroexcitotoxin.
Right.
And this is synergistic with the methyl alcohol poisoning.
Okay.
But then there's a phenylalanine isolate poisoning, which has three major poisonings in the brain.
Now, phenylalanine is a breakdown product of aspartame, right?
Right. And then there's heavy metal poisoning. When the FDA first denied its application 40 years ago, they said this is such a potent chelator of heavy metals that it will strip heavy metal poisons out of the cup or container and take them into the human body in chelated form, which is automatically absorbed, so you can't market it. And, of course, now billions of cans every month are being sold full of chelated aluminum. I have friends that deliver for both Coke and Pepsi, and they tell me that if a can ever ruptures in the machine and sprays pop everywhere, it's never sugar pop. It's always aspartame pop that chelated through the aluminum can and destroyed the can.
All right, so this is certainly one of the things. What are some of the other toxicities?
Oh, okay. Then in addition to that, there is the diketopiperazine toxicity. When the two amino acids react with each other on this product.
What are the two amino acids?
The phenylalanine and aspartic acid.
Okay, fine.
When they react, then you form a diketopiperazine, which is a six-membered ring with a carbon-oxygen-nitrogen configuration. The diketopiperazines are the major substrates in the plastics industry because they reach far and make powerful bonds to other tissues. So all of the formaldehyde also denatures your DNA and your mitochondria. The diketopiperazine does far worse damage to your mitochondria than does the formaldehyde and formic acid.
All right, fine. And so then, Chris, what are some of the other toxicities?
Okay, let's see. Now, we've gone through the methyl alcohol, formaldehyde, formic acid.
Right.
We've gone through the aspartic acid. We've gone through the heavy metal poisoning. We've gone through the diketopiperazine poisoning, right. And then we've gone through the phenylalanine isolate poisoning. And then, of course, all of those in various combinations form about five other poisons in the product.
All right. Of course, the thing is that the average individual finds it impossible to believe that the Federal Drug Administration, which is supposed to be there to protect us, would actually allow something that is this poisonous into the market.
We're talking about the Bush dynasty, who's pushed this forever.
But
and,
of course,
and about
this was in there long before the Bushes. This was there in the Reagan administration.
But Reagan was just a puppet. You know, he was an XY. He was a double XY chromosome. He wasn't even a real man. He was just a little five-year-old boy in the hands of Nancy, and Nancy was in the hands of the Bushes. So the Bushes were running Reagan. He was just an actor saying his lines.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Bowen, and he's certainly been on the front lines of this battle for, well, when did you get started? Was it back in the 70s?
Well, I started in 1983 when it almost killed me. And so then I was awakened to what was going on and then began to research. The first thing I found was that they had aspartame wrapped in a wet blanket behind a stone wall. You could not find out anything about it. So in the sugar industry trade journals, I once found the formula of aspartame. And looking at that formula, then, of course, the poisoning stood right out to me, what it did to you. Because the formula just has poisoning written all over it.
Well, why didn't the sugar industry bring this up? Because certainly aspartame was being used as an alternative to sugar. Then you'd be, even as bad as sugar is, why, this is far worse.
Oh, of course, and of course the Illuminati, the big Satanists that run the world, are doing this to destroy American democracy. American democracy is the bottom line target on this brainwashing chemical from Nazi Germany.
Well, where did the product actually originate? Do you think who actually found aspartame and found it was a sweetener?
They came up with a cover story, but it was totally false. This was developed in Nazi Germany as a brainwashing agent. And it's not even sweet. It's bitter and foul flavored. They have to add other sweeteners to get you to take the brainwashing agent into your body. And they don't tell you about those sweeteners. It's totally illegal to do that. But the law has no reign on the aspartame issue.
All right, fine. Well, of course, then this was developed by the Nazis and then brought over here. Specifically, what effect does it have on the mind as far as its ability to think? And what effect does it have on fertility?
Well, it destroys every step in the fertility process, from the gleam of daddy's eye right on down the line. It just destroys everything. On the mind, it is a potent brainwashing agent so that my RN wife, within a day or two I started this, I went into congestive heart failure because it poisoned my heart muscle. Okay, my RN wife said, Jim, get off the damn aspartame. It's killing you, you know. And I was so brainwashed I couldn't even conceive that she was right. So I drank it for 6 weeks and just destroyed myself.
All right, fine. Well, let's see. We've got Jennifer calling from Dayton. Let's go ahead. Okay, is that Dayton, Kentucky?
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to put you on hold here, and we'll go to Jennifer, and then we'll get back to the other gentleman. Okay, go ahead, Jennifer.
Yes. My question is, you're discussing the aspartame.
Right.
Yes. I've been drinking Diet Coke probably for the last 10 years now. And I've noticed I've had frequent headaches.
Okay, they will give you headaches, sure.
And also the poor concentration.
Right. Well, Dr. Bowen, how would you respond to Jennifer?
Well,
she's been drinking this for 10 years.
When the CBS Evening News crew came out to my clinic to film me in Ridgefield, Washington, they were complaining of severe headaches, and they didn't know why. When I told them that aspartame did this, it just struck them. Oh, now we know why. When we chew even half a stick of aspartame gum, we have a roaring headache. So that's how potent it is in poisoning your neurons and giving headaches.
And so, Jennifer, get off of it. Get off of it. And there are other things you can take, but do not be drinking these diet drugs.
So, in other words, just go ahead and drink this. If you're going to drink anything, it should be natural sugars. And
you'll be better off simply not drinking. You just drink water or something else, but do not drink these carbonated things. What would you say to her? What should she be drinking, James?
Well, basically, the less pop she drinks, the better, you know. Yeah. And the more wholesome she eats and more natural she eats, the healthier she will be.
And the sugar's not good for you either. Sugar's bad, aspartame's worse. Get off of all of them. Hang on there.
Okay.
All right, this is Dr. Stan. Do you have, Jennifer, anything else you'd like to say?
I just noticed that it's how much stuff it's in. I heard someone at church speaking about their headaches, and they were getting off the Diet Coke and, of course, off of the caffeine, and they were having frequent headaches also. And I noticed it's also in yogurt, which I also eat and I feed to my children. And
but you notice it's got aspartame in it.
Yes,
And this is why you've got to get started reading the labels on everything. And believe me, since I got started in this, I look at that. And I love yogurt, but most of it has aspartame in it. You shouldn't be having it.
Well, another thing they do, they deliberately put the diketopiperazine form of aspartame into yogurt because it numbs up your mouth so the yogurt feels thicker.
And, of course, really, if you understand the poison use, and they know what they're doing, this is what's so unconscionable. There really are evil and wicked people out there. When you understand that, so much of what we talk about makes sense.
Oh, it does.
And, of course, if you get into the background of what they're doing with the water fluoridation, you know, and actually, of course, when you have the, you know, this hydrofluosilicic acid in there, which is in 91% of all communities where they actually fluoridate the water, what it does, it increases the blood level of lead, you know, and they've actually found it increases the blood level of lead six times in blacks. Only doubles this as in whites, but six times in blacks. They know this. They've targeted the blacks.
And it also even poisons us and our children.
Right, that's right.
Now, how do you remove that?
Beg pardon?
How do you remove fluoride from your water?
Well, if you have fluoride in your water, you can get the Berkey water filters, and they will actually take the fluoride out. And then, of course, for showering, you can get some special filters that you just screw on in your shower, and that'll remove it. And this is a very effective means, but you should not be showering in fluoridated water. You should not be drinking fluoridated water. And you can get them both from Radio Liberty and go to our website or call our 800 number and find out about it. But stop drinking the fluoridated water.
Okay.
Yeah, in the state of Hawaii, the fluoride was removed from the public waters 4 years ago, and all across our nation, activated public are getting fluoride out of their water. So a big political push locally is needed to get the fluoride out of your water.
And if you can't get it out, then do it for your own, but help us get the people to realize that they're poisoning them. If we could get the American people to realize they've been lied to about this, maybe they'd begin to realize they've been lied to about just about everything.
See, prior to 1940, the whole emphasis was keep fluoride out of public water because it destroys teeth and bones and causes brain lesions. And during World War II, both the Soviets and Nazis used it to brainwash their prisoners. So after World War II, we were lied to. Oh, you got to have fluoride in your water to save your teeth. It destroys your teeth. And in fact, they only wanted to brainwash you and destroy your democracy. That's the only reason they were putting our water.
And of course, the thing is, if this really worked, you know, there wouldn't be any dentists in either New York or San Francisco where they've been fluoridating the water for 40 or 50 years.
On another note, on the vaccinations.
Right.
On the vaccinations for children.
Right.
A girlfriend of mine that I used to work with, her son had autism.
Right.
And this is before I ever heard of your radio program, and I thought it was the most bizarre thing I'd ever heard. She was talking about the link between the, I believe it was the measles, mumps, rubella, I believe, vaccination.
Yeah, my mom, right.
Well, this is deliberate. You know, if a child stays on vaccine schedule, they have 80 times the amount of mercury put into them that's known to damage the brain. On top of that, the aluminum creates, in the vaccine, adds 100-fold to the mercury's effect. So they're deliberately damaging your baby's brain from the day they're born.
They know exactly what they're doing, Jennifer. Hang on, we'll be right back with you here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Dr. James Bowen, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Jennifer calling us from Dayton, Kentucky, and just simply asking about the vaccinations and the mercury in them. And she was saying that when she first heard that there was a relationship between autism, because one of her friends had an autistic child, and the mercury in the vaccines, why, she couldn't believe that. And well, go ahead, Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm just outraged, you know, as a mother. You do everything you can to protect your children. I'm just wondering, what can we do to fight this?
Well,
if my child doesn't have all his vaccinations, he can attend the public schools, of course, which are run by the government.
Well,
so what
do you
just
tell him that it's, you refuse to do it on religious grounds and anywhere in the country, why you can get away with it. And if you have difficulty, why you can give a call at our 800 number, and we'll put you in touch with a lawyer who will tell you how to handle it.
Okay.
And in addition to that, all this mercury and aluminum vaccines is totally unnecessary. It's only there supposedly as a preservative, but they can use Cresol and hydroxycresol to preserve the vaccines just as effectively, and that's the preservative you find in insulin and in Coke.
Okay, anything else, Jennifer?
No, that's all.
How did you happen to hear about our programs?
Actually, I was just up late at night and just tuned into you.
All right, fine. Well, I hope you'll continue listening. Are you listening on shortwave or internet?
I'm sorry, I don't have internet.
Okay, you're listening on the shortwave then.
On the shortwave, yes.
All right, good to have you with us. Good night, and good night. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, fine. Let's go to, this is Chris calling from California. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hello, doctors. Doctors, I use brewer's yeast on my cereal, and that breakdown, that amino acid profile, that breaks down. That's got aspartic acid, methanone, and phenylalanine, okay?
Now, I'm sorry, your brewer's yeast has those things in it?
It has aspartic acid, and then it has two essential aminos, which are methanone and phenylalanine,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, well, I've known about aspartame and Rumsfeld and what a rat he's been for years, and I know about all the poisons in diet sodas and so forth, or aluminum cans, you know. But what about this brewer's yeast combination of these amino acids? Is this detrimental?
Well, the thing that you have to realize is that dietary amino acids are not the same bird of the feather as our amino acid isolates. And so the brewer's yeast doubtless has an amino acid complex in it that's somewhat natural, you know, and the amino acids are all competitive at enzyme sites in the body. So if you have a balanced mixture of amino acids going in like nature intended, you do not have these horrible toxicities.
Very good. One more question. What about the natural fluoride in the water? I live in a mountainous district, and the water's pretty naturally fluoridated, just naturally. They don't add it here, but isn't what they add, isn't that the horrible stannous?
Well, go ahead, Dr. Bowen.
Okay, first of all, the natural fluoride very often is calcium fluoride. So it does not have the capability still to react to your teeth and bones and brain. Okay, however, some areas with natural fluoride do show significant brain damage. So it is not totally free of brain damage if you have natural fluoride in your water.
I see. They only went over in China. Why? We have a wonderful video. It's called, basically, it's the one Let the Truth Be Told, and Dr. Kennedy, who made the film, actually goes over to China. He's invited to go over there by the Chinese because they have a problem with fluoride in the water. And the difference between the children in the area with the fluoridated water and the area where the children that removed the fluoridated water, they take the fluoride out of the water, was so dramatic. No, I would not feel comfortable drinking fluoridated water under any circumstances.
Oh, I appreciate that. Very good show. I've been waiting to ask you this question, Doctor, about this, about the brewer's yeast and so forth. So, natural in the brewer's yeast, it's okay. No fluoride, natural or whatever, under any circumstance.
Well, as you suggested, brewer's yeast in itself is a little toxic on the amino acid spectrum. So I would have a modest amount of brewer's yeast to flavor other food. I would not be taking a brewer's yeast concentrate because it has significant amounts of phenylalanine and aspartic acid in it.
This particular one's got about 630 milligrams per tablespoon.
And that you don't want to be using it.
Not that much, huh? Don't use brewer's yeast at all then, huh?
Well, if you use a little bit for flavoring and have it balanced by the other amino acid and proteins in the food.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks very much.
And God bless you.
Bye bye. That was Chris calling from California. Again, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Our guest this evening is Dr. James Bowen, who's been on the front lines of this battle since 1983. And he's paid a terrible price because if you stand up and you try to get the truth out about the fact that they're poisoning our children, and they're poisoning us, well, you're going to Well, I've heard this story, not simply from Bowen, Dr. Bowen, but from others who've tried to tell the truth, and they've been targeted. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Dr. James Bowen, who's living over in Hawaii. Now, did you say that taking the fluoride out of your water over there?
Yes, about 4 years ago, the Hawaii State Legislature pulled fluoride out of all public waters in the state of Hawaii.
And, of course, really what we have to do is educate the people and learn how to counter all the arguments. And the dentists really don't know. This is the problem. They're not bad people. It's simply that they've been told over and over and over again a lie, like they've been told that the mercury fillings are going to be all right, and they're not. And what we really need to do, of course, is get you educated so you can educate them. And there's no better way than to get the material we have and to go to an excellent website on the fluoride issue, which is certainly a fluoridealert.org. That's org. Do not go to com. Do not go to net. They've actually surrounded this website with other websites telling how great fluoride is. Why do they do that? Because they don't want you to learn that they're lying to you. Go ahead, Dr. Bowen.
Okay, in 1953, two dentist friends of mine, Dr. Lang and Dr. Stressler, are holding big public meetings in Portland, telling them, do not let them fluoride your water. It will not save your teeth. It will destroy your teeth. When Portland then went ahead and fluoride their water, all the chinchillas in town died the next day. They died on the spot from the fluoride in their water, pointing out that it's thousands of times more fluoride than the law even allows.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Robin, who's calling from Carmel. Hi, hi, Robin. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. It's regarding both fluoride and aspartame. Is there any way that you can reverse damage that may have been done by either of these to the body?
Yes. The first thing you have to realize is that your MET DNA has been horribly damaged. And your MET DNA and your mitochondria is so badly damaged it will probably never be the same again. But you want to avoid things like preservatives and toxic chemicals that will flare up this damage on you. And then, of course, eating lots of lean, green leafy vegetables help get this poisoning out of you.
Okay.
And of course, there are some other specific chelators that will help detoxify you, too. But the most important thing is to know that you have to avoid all methyl esters. You have to avoid all preservatives. You know, for example, benzoates directly stimulate the mast cell in the body, which gives you horrible immune reactions. And the sorbates directly stimulate the autoimmune disease against the blood vessel walls, giving you arteriosclerosis. So benzoates and sorbates are just no for you.
Yes, I avoid aspartame, and I eat a pretty good organic diet, but I was wondering about the fluoride mainly.
I think if all you can do is just eat a good a vegetable diet, predominantly vegetable diet, and avoid all these other toxins, and it will help you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our good friend Dr. Lorraine Day tells the story about a friend of hers with a great deal of money who thought he'd invest in a prison. And so, because there's a lot of money to be made in prisons today, and so this is the privately run prison here in California, and he had a great idea. He was obviously a vegetarian himself, so he wanted to feed the prisoners a vegetarian diet. And, of course, the prison board here in California said, you can't do that. Why the prisoners want their meat? And so he said, well, I want to feed them a vegetarian diet. They said, fine. Well, let the prisoners have a choice. You know, if they want to be in the part of the prison that has a vegetarian diet, fine. If they want to be in the part that has a regular diet with their meat and all these other things, fine. So you had let them choose. Well, they started this out. And before long, why, of course, most of the prisoners wanted to be in the vegetarian half of the prison. And what they found was that the tendency to be, after being released from prison, that about, you know, 15% of the people who are on the regular diet, you know, did not come back to prison. 85% of them did. Of those who took the vegetarian diet, 85% did not come back to prison and went out to be productive citizens. And this was so dramatic and it was really cutting down so dramatically on the return to prison of the prisoners who were in this prison that they just shut down the prison. It's a problem. It's a situation that will work. But believe me, you realize that we have more prisoners per capita here in the United States than any other nation in the world. We have more prisoners in prison today than they have in communist China, where they have a population of about five times what we have here, four times what we have here. Why is that? And you have to ask yourself. Maybe prisons are big business. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Dr. Bowen, do you have any suggestions where people can get good information on the subject of aspartame and these excitotoxins that they're using to poison us?
Well, you've mentioned several excellent books. And on top of that, I have a free book I've given away on the internet. I think Dr. Betty Martini and Dr. John Lennell would have those books available to you.
What's the name of the book and how would they get it?
The thing is, they came into my computer and destroyed my next book about 2 weeks ago. They break into my computer every day. You know, anything that the CIA has, Donald Rumsfeld has, and I'm his worst feared enemy. So my computers are constantly shattered.
In other words, they hack into them. They don't actually come into your home.
Well, no, they come in through the internet.
Okay.
And destroy my computer. And Dr. Betty Martini has the same problem. They come in through the internet and destroy your computer. Because, like I say, everything that our intelligence agencies have, Donald Rumsfeld has to work with.
All right.
And he fears us tremendously. So, my first book, I got a mental block. I can't remember the title, but it talks about all the damages that aspartame does to you. And it's something in the present darkness, but Dr. Betty would have it.
Is it a printed book or is it a...
Well, no, I never printed up. It's just distributed free through the internet.
All right, fine. Does she have it on her website?
Oh, she should have it, yes.
All right.
And John Lennell at www.aspartame.ca should have it, too. He's up in Canada. He's up in Toronto.
All right. How big a book is it?
Well, it's an extensive book. I mean, it probably has 15 or 20 big chapters in it. Because I go back with this stuff a long ways, and I've had a lot of experience with these Satanists, you know, so we have a lot of things to talk about.
All right, fine. And so if you would like to, we will try to see if we can get it from Betty Martini and maybe even make it available one way or another so people can get the information. And the scientific studies are there. This has been known for a long time. It's just simply because they control the media. They've been able to conceal the truth from the American people. And really, of course, it affects literally every organ in the body. What about the reproductive? Because certainly we know that fluoride affects reproduction. We know that mercury affects reproduction. But what about the aspartame? Does that influence the reproductive system?
Oh, it knocks off your protective system in so many different ways. I've had many patients that after they started drinking aspartame, they almost immediately went into a premature menopause and stopped having periods. And when they went off the aspartame, then later they started having normal reproductive cycles again.
All right, fine. What about the male? Does it have any effect on, certainly the fluoride lowers the testosterone level and, of course, lowers the sperm count and damages the sperm. Does this have any effect on the male that we know of?
Oh, yes. First of all, your hypothalamus, the controller of the pituitary gland, is totally damaged by aspartame, so you're never a normal male after you've been poisoned by aspartame.
And why so many men today are having erectile dysfunction and sexual dysfunction, and almost 20% of our couples can't get where they can't get pregnant.
Plus the fact the sperm has typically only one or two mitochondria in it. And if these mitochondria are damaged, that sperm does not have a chance of making a woman pregnant.
Well, we know certainly, for instance, with the fluoride, why it increases the incidence of Down's disease significantly.
Right.
All right. In fact, it's so interesting. We had Dr. I don't know if you know Dr. David Kennedy. He's a dentist who talks on fluoride, but he was telling us that he was giving a talk in somewhere in the Midwest, and some woman got up, and she said, well, I'm a nurse, and I've given all my children fluoride, and all my children are healthy. And Dr. Kennedy said, well, do any of them have a neurological defect? And she looked sort of strange and sat down. Afterwards, of course, her husband came up. He was a dentist. He said, what do you mean by a neurological defect? He said, well, you know, attention deficit disorder, you know, the paralysis. He said, how about Down's disease? Dr. Kennedy said, well, that's well known, you know, it dramatically increases the incidence of Down disease. And this poor dentist who'd given his kids, you know, the fluoride tablets, you know, when his wife was pregnant, and, you know, he said, our first child was Down's. And David said, well, how old was he? 23. You don't see Down's at 23. You don't see it till women usually get older. Very, very rare. And he suddenly realized what he'd done to his own wife. Well, let's go. We've got Ron calling from Prescott, Arizona. Ron, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I'm just interested in knowing what is the best source on the Internet for the horrors of aspartame, fluoride, and mercury in the vaccines. Is there one site, or do I just do searches and just find what I can?
There are two outstanding sites that I work with all the time. One
okay.
is Doorway, D-O-R-W-A-Y, www.doorway.com, just one O, and the other is www.aspartame.ca, standing for Canada. So those two sites are just full of more scientific information than you could ever absorb.
And, of course, remember, these are three different things. Ron, if you want the fluoride, I would say fluoridealert.org. That's fluoridealert.org. And mercury, you're just going to... I really can't give you a web... Oh, yes, I can, because you can go to IAOMT, the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, and they've got information there on the mercury. Of course, that's dealing primarily with the mercury in the fillings. We've got some excellent videos and DVDs on the mercury subject. We actually have three of them now, four DVDs now on mercury. And if you've never seen The Smoking Tooth, this is a 25-year-old tooth with a filling in it, and you heat that thing up and put it in front of a mercury screen, you can see it's venting mercury. So
yeah.
They really are poisoning us when they're putting these things in our mouth, and they're doing everything they can to lie to the dentist, so they'll continue doing it. The dentists are probably, of all the professions, they have more suicide there than, of course, any other profession. The women who work in the dentist's offices have more miscarriages and more difficulty having children because the mercury is so toxic to the reproduction, and nobody ever tells them what's going on.
The aspartame you get out of the soft drink cans is chelates aluminum. That aluminum makes the mercury sometimes somewhere between 10 and 100 times more toxic to your body than it would if aspartame were not involved.
I just need some good written material to give the people at church, because that gave them some information on aspartame a while back. And they ran to the Internet and looked it up and said, oh, no, we went to a site and it says that everything's okay with aspartame. Don't worry about it.
Well, Urban Legends is run by aspartame. That site will tell you it's just fine, you know.
Yeah.
And, however, if I'll give you Dr. Betty Martini's phone number. Are you ready to write it down?
Yeah, go ahead.
770-242-2599. Now, she has devoted her life to this, and will send you copies of material if you can't make it yourself off her site.
Right. Okay, Ron. Appreciate your help, gentlemen.
All right. God bless, and thanks, Ron. And don't get discouraged. You just keep suggesting that, tell them where to go to get the information. Of course the other side is not going to want you to know the truth. They're going to do everything they can to block people from getting the truth.
And the other side of the coin is that every day there are over 500,000 postings on aspartame to warn you about it, which lets you know that billions of people around the world already realize it's devastated their health.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
God bless, and thanks so very much. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 if you have a question for Dr. James Bowen, who's been on the front lines of this battle for almost a quarter of a century. Did you ever sometimes wish that you hadn't gotten started in this, James?
Well, in all conscience, I couldn't do different if I chose to. In other words, I, as a practicing physician, I could not let them kill people. And, of course, I had a striking case myself. You know, it gave me Lou Gehrig's disease and a whole host of other physical problems. It gave me a toxic cardiomyopathy. So, of course, I could not ignore the human need to know about this. So to my own destruction, I went ahead and did what I could to oppose them.
And I respect you for doing that. And, of course, I think we certain people are drawn into this. This is because we're supposed to be doing. All we need to do, of course, is get the information out to the good people across America who do not realize that their children are being poisoned. And who would want to poison a child? Well, of course, Dr. Bowen said it. There are Satanists out there. There really are evil and wicked people. And when you understand that, then everything really begins to make sense.
And they hate our democracy, and our democracy itself is their bottom-line target.
That's absolutely right. Of course, they want to destroy America, and that's, of course, why they're passing all this new legislation. That's why your cell phone has a little switch in there. They can turn on any time and listen to whatever you're saying. Isn't that nice to know? And this is long-term planning. You know, they didn't just do this yesterday. It's been there for a long time, and they've been listening to your telephone, your private conversations, not what you say on the cell phone. The cell phone listens to you, and this just came out last week. First time we've heard it, but they also have built these microphones into some of our computers. And when you're sitting in front of your computer, you don't realize it can listen to your conversation. Certain of the computers can. We just found this last week as we began to search the web for this information. And the fact that most people have never heard this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today.
What
the American people think.
I had no idea how closely they were monitoring my computer usage. So I was using Clark College computer on Clark College campus. I went to USPTO.gov, the Patent and Trademark Office, found about 150 patents listing 2,000 new artificial sweeteners. Somewhere in the body of that 50-page patent be the following line. This is being patented for the specific purpose of hiding the bitter, foul flavor of aspartame and providing sweetening. Boy, those were all robbed out of my van that I copied. Then they were completely blanked out. You cannot go to the USPTO.gov and find those patents anymore. They're hidden.
Well, I would hope in the future you would not leave these things around, because obviously, they will break in. Of course, I'm writing my latest newsletter on what happened on 9/11. It's amazing how many of the people who have been trying to bring out the truth about what happened on September 11th, who's had their homes broken into. And, of course, their computer is destroyed.
Well,
it's a pretty standard operating procedure to intimidate people and then, of course, to destroy the information.
Well, the Rumsfeld Satanists bragged to me that they have continued to pay the very best killers to kill me. However, that stopped abruptly in about 2002 or something like that, because those Satanists only realized they were merely proving the Lord can protect a man should he so choose, and they don't want to believe that.
And they actually told you that they wanted.
Oh yeah, they bragged to me. Said, "Hey, you're a dead man walking. You know, we're going to get you when the Lord doesn't need you anymore. We're going to take you out, fella." And I say, "When the Lord doesn't need me anymore, go ahead, do what you will. You know, but for now, I'm the Lord's man, and I'm going to do what He wants."
Well, I think it's so difficult for people to understand that could be this sort of human being, but I remember Norman Dodd, who was investigating the great tax-exempt foundations back in the 50s, and he told me that he had been told by the people that he was trying to expose, you know, "We're going to kill you. It's just, how would you like to die?" And, of course, he just said, "Well, you just try and go ahead." And, of course, they never did kill him. He died of a peaceful death, about 1981 or 1982. But before he did, I was able to get a wonderful interview with him. And we have, of course, one of the classic interviews on what the great tax-exempt foundations are doing. And they tie into this whole satanic movement that, of course, James is describing.
And when you have time, I can tell you about two striking examples of contractors sent directly by Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, go ahead.
When you have time, we'll talk about them.
Well, we have I guess we've only got about a minute and a half here. We got 4 or 5 minutes, so before we're all done, you can at least get started.
Okay, Lloyd Bynum came into the blood bank that I was directing in Lansing, and he was totally interested. So I said, "Hey, come to lunch with me." So
now
I took him over to lunch.
Well, I'd just as soon not use the specific names of the of people.
Well, it was probably an alias anyway. So anyway, he came to lunch with me and got his tongue loosened up. He had been running a motorcycle gang under Rumsfeld in Chicago. Rumsfeld got 10% of their take from paid murder, drugs, and prostitution, and he was sent to kill me. Now, when he thought he could fight Rumsfeld, he ended up in prison, and Rumsfeld had a fifth of whiskey delivered to his cell by the guards every day. And he said, "See how important I am? Rumsfeld cares." I said, "No, Rumsfeld was just destroying you with alcohol. You are in no shape to challenge anybody now."
Well, it's unfortunate that this sort of thing does happen. Remember, there was a man named McDougall who was going to testify against Bill Clinton on the Whitewater, and he was in prison. You would think that since he was going to testify against the president, they would have taken him out and given him protective custody. But you'd never get asked what happened to Mr. McDougall. Why, they put him into solitary confinement, took away his diabetic medicine, and he died right there in prison before he could testify against the president of the United States. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Dr. Bowen, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay, well, let me tell you about the other hitman that was sent by Rumsfeld. As I was going north across the I-205 bridge, I was shot at. So I dropped my wife home. I drove back the route and found the house the shot had to come from. So the next day, I went back to the house next door, and they said, yeah, there had been a gunshot next door. So I went then to the house because I knew a motorcycle gang used it for their hideout, see? So I walked in. They thought they were dead men. But I said, "Where's your leader?" And so they pointed to their leader. He'd been coming to my clinic as a patient for about 3 weeks, trying to hook me up with Rumsfeld's wishes, you know, and setting me up for a con man. And so I stayed with him then until he identified Rumsfeld as the hit man, the hit contractor, and NutraSweet as the issue. And then I never saw him again.
Did you report it to the police?
I didn't even bother. I'm wasting my time.
Of course, this Rumsfeld then had quite a bit of influence there. Was this what, Chicago?
Well, this was in Clark County, Washington, and that Clark County was so corrupt that a new young prosecutor came in to clean up the drug problems, and he got Mr. Big on trial. He went down to the evidence box. All the evidence had been taken away, so the judge gave him a stern lecture. "Young fellow, your days as a prosecutor are numbered because you brought this prominent citizen in here, and you don't have any evidence against him."
And of course, that was because they'd stolen all the evidence.
Yeah, they cleaned out the evidence. Well, he was in trial. They were cleaning out the evidence box, so they wouldn't have any evidence.
Well, unfortunately, sometimes these sort of things do happen in America. I mean, we have certainly some areas where there's honesty, and we have a lot of areas where there's corruption. But there's corruption because the good people aren't involved, and that all that is necessary for evil to triumph is the good men do nothing, and the price of good people pay for their apathy and their indifference to public affairs is that they're ruled by evil men. And unfortunately, this happens all too often in America. And now, of course, these evil men are in total control in Washington, D.C. And really, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest our listeners get hold of it. We name names. We name secret societies. In fact, both of our presidents or candidates in the year 2004 belonged to the same secret society. And when Tim Russert asked both of them about the secret society they belonged to, both of them said, "It's so secret, we can't discuss it." I think that you'll actually see that in one of our videos that we have on 911. And I think that's the 911 Press for the Truth. But you need, of course, to actually understand that when the president belongs to a secret society that's so secret he can't discuss it, where do you think his real loyalty to? Is it to our Constitution in America or to the secret oath that he's sworn to Lucifer?
Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest has been Dr. James Bowen. And I want to thank you so very much for being with us, Dr. Bowen. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, and I'll have you send in my book.
God bless, and I would really like to get a copy of that.
Okay, I'm going to have you send me your book.
All right, fine. Well, then
the other you'll have to get through Doorway or
WWE. All right, then I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll ask my secretary, my producer, to get your address, and we'll do that. So hang on, and we'll see if we can get Andy to pick you up here. All right, if our producer gets your address, or Dr. Bowen, I will get him a copy of our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is simply a primer to introduce you to what's really going on in the world. And if you'd like to get a copy of our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know more about aspartame, we have two DVDs. One is Sweet Misery. The other is Sweet Remedy. We have, of course, two four-tape sets on aspartame. And then we carry the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste It Kills. And then, of course, we carry Dr. Roberts' excellent book on aspartame. You need to get the information. You need to do the homework. You need to help us get the truth out. So if you would get the information, or certainly go to doorway.com, that's DORWAY.com, you can get the Internet material. But, of course, the four tapes that you can share with others, and you have our permission to copy them as long as you're not selling them. I can't give you the permission to copy the DVDs because we didn't produce them, but both the Sweet Remedy and Sweet Misery are excellent DVDs, and they go into the background of what we're talking about tonight. Then, of course, if you want to know more about water fluoridation, we have one excellent DVD called Let the Truth Be Told. The other is How Safe Is Your Drinking Water? We actually have My Talk, which is on VHS. It's called The Secret Agenda, and why you can get the syllabus that goes right along with that, and to get the two of them together at a special reduced price. And then, of course, we have the book entitled The Fluoride Deception. I mean, we have all sorts of material on water fluoridation, and the website on that is fluoridealert.org. And then we have material on mercury, and we could go on. Of course, you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. If you're concerned about the influenza shots, let me suggest Dr. Ayub's excellent video. And just ask for Dr. Ayub's, Ayub, A-Y-O-U-B, Dr. Ayub's video on fluoride, and there are the two DVDs. One of them is The Smoking Tooth, and the other is Thimerosal, an excellent material. We want you to get to the public. And if we convince the American people that somebody's poisoning their children, at least they may very well be interested enough to check out and find out, especially when you point out that 1 in 5 American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and it's all come about in the last 20 to 30 years. Didn't happen by accident, ladies and gentlemen. These people know exactly what they're doing. This DVD, it's entitled Thimerosal. You'll actually see a television commentator interviewing government officials. And if you ever saw anybody was lying, these people were lying. I mean, no question at all. Talk about shifty eyes. Really, they're very, very, very well done, and we certainly recommend them to you. That would be the one on Thimerosal, DVD on Thimerosal, and then, of course, the other one entitled The Smoking Tooth, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We do hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because, quite frankly, we do need your help to maintain the coverage that we have at the present time. So again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so, until tomorrow at the same time, when we'll be with you once again, Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.